Secretary of State John Kerry is in London today to talk about ways to stamp out corruption. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Senior officials from about a dozen countries, including some heads of state, are in London to talk about fighting corruption, people on the take, money laundering, hiding money to avoid taxes. The UK Prime Minister is proposing a public property registry there so the world knows who owns UK real estate exactly. The BBC's economics correspondent Andrew Walker has been following this.
The idea behind that is that the UK property market in London is sometimes seen as being a particularly attractive way that people can launder money that's been acquired illegally or money that they want to hide from the tax authorities somewhere or other on the planet.
What does the UK Prime Minister hope comes of this? It's not just those UK proposals. He wants to generate some kind of consensus on combating this stuff.
Yeah, well, what the British government has said they're hoping from this summit is practical steps to achieve three specific things: to expose corruption wherever it is, to punish the perpetrators and support those affected by corruption, and also to drive out the culture of corruption wherever it exists. So I suppose it's constrained a little bit to some extent in the minds of some leaders by a view that even people with a lot of money do have a right to privacy. But I think the general trend towards greater transparency is going to be one of the key driving elements behind the conclusions this summit will reach.
Well, we'll watch and see what they achieve today. The BBC's Andrew Walker in London. Thank you.
It's my pleasure, David.
This week, British Prime Minister Cameron caused a stir when he was caught on video chatting with Queen Elizabeth about the anti-corruption summit today. It was the Queen's 90th birthday, and the tone was a bit flip. Here's Cameron.
We had a very successful cabinet meeting this morning. We were talking about our anti-corruption summit. We've got the Nigerians. We've got some leaders of some fantastically corrupt countries coming to Britain.
We've got some leaders of some fantastically corrupt countries coming to Britain, the Prime Minister says, which got Nigerian officials really steamed. If you listen to the whole exchange, though, the Archbishop of Canterbury had the presence of mind to jump in and tell the Queen that the current president of Nigeria, who's attending the summit, is not corrupt and is working for change. It's been a tough week for the retail industry, though. Macy's stock is down 15% in the last day after reporting disappointing profits, which led to stock sell-offs of other big department stores, Nordstrom's and JCPenney. Diane Swank is CEO of DS Economics in Chicago. She thinks tomorrow's retail sales data will show that it's not the consumers, it's the stores.
I actually think we're going to see better data from the U.S. consumer. Some individual retailers are having a hard time competing with sort of the bricks versus clicks. Where do people actually buy what they buy? But we did see vehicle sales surge in the month of April. So we already know that consumers are out spending big ticket items. I think we're also going to see some spending in remodeling furniture, appliances, also in building materials. That's a sector that's gotten a bit of a lift as people's home values have started to come up. So we should see some pretty good, strong data on big ticket items when it comes out for the month of April.
Kohl's profits came out this morning. They were awful. That stock is down 7% this morning. Nordstrom stock is down 7% over the last day. Its profit and losses for the last quarter are due after the market closes today. Hi, I'm David Brancaccio. Thank you for listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. A lot happens while you sleep, so each morning we bring you the latest numbers on markets, money, jobs, and innovation, plus the context I think we all need to make the smartest decisions. We'd like you to help us keep our numbers strong by making a tax-deductible gift to Marketplace. And this month, your gift in any amount will be automatically doubled thanks to a dollar-for-dollar match from Newman's Own Foundation. Donate today at marketplace.org. In Central Texas, the lifeblood of outdoor activity is the water of Lake Travis, a reservoir on the Colorado River that runs through Austin. It's just as popular with tourists as it is with locals who use it to cool off from the Texas heat. But when the state faced a drought over the last 6 years, lower lake levels affected not only people's morale, but businesses that depended on it. Lucia Benavides reports from Austin.
On a recent Sunday evening, the Oasis restaurant is on a 1.5-hour wait. There's a live band, and it's packed with customers overlooking the water, waiting for the oncoming sunset. But 5 years ago, the scene looked much different. From 2010 to 2015, Texas suffered one of the worst droughts in its history, and Lake Travis dropped to 1/3 of its level. For a restaurant that advertises lakeside dining, the view suddenly wasn't so great.
In late 2010 is when we started to see the sales decline directly correlated to the lake levels.
That's Jacob Hart, assistant general manager at the Oasis. He says sales were down 15% throughout the drought. That meant drastic cuts like seating only in certain sections and laying people off. Many other businesses failed, some that had been there for decades.
Yeah, we definitely got creative with how to spin the view. At one point, we even joked that even if it became completely dried up, it would be like the Grand Canyon view.
Around the corner from the Oasis, Todd Kaler manages the Marshall Ford Marina. The low water situation had them trailering in all the boats. This meant extra labor and expenses.
Yeah, it's going to take us many, many years to recover everything that we lost in the low water situation. It was definitely a battle.
But last year, the drought broke with a vengeance. There were record-setting rains, and Lake Travis rose more than 30 feet in 30 days. And this spring, Austin got some good news.
Well, tonight, Lake Travis is full. It's been almost 6 years since that has happened.
And business is thriving again. New restaurants have popped up, and the Oasis is hopping once more.
I would say we're back to how it was. We did a really good job of budgeting. I think we're doing better than we've ever have in the 34 years that we've been out here.
In Austin, I'm Lucia Benavides for Marketplace.
And consolidation in the Japanese car industry today. Nissan is buying about a third of embattled Mitsubishi Motors for $2.2 billion. Mitsubishi's in deep trouble for cheating on fuel economy data and needs the cash infusion from Nissan. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.